high-stakes budget wrangling in Washington.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We are just 5 days away from a potential government shutdown. That's if Republicans and Democrats in Washington can't agree on billions of dollars in cuts before then. The cuts being considered would affect all kinds of programs, including the authority of the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate greenhouse gases. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports from Washington, that fight has lobbyists and manufacturers working overtime.
But times are tough. So why is the EPA pushing new regulations that could force businesses to close and lead to more jobs?
The National Association of Manufacturers has been running that ad in industrial states like Ohio and Pennsylvania, where incumbent Democrats, including President Obama, are vulnerable. Association lobbyist Alicia Meads.
Profit margins are extremely tight right now, and we feel that these regulations are hurting that more and will cause job loss.
Frank O'Donnell heads the environmental group Clean Air Watch. He says the EPA regulations would save manufacturers money. They would have to be more energy efficient. That means lower power bills.
To hear these crazy horror stories from the business community just makes my head spin because it's like a bizarro world.
These arguments have even wormed their way into the budget negotiations. Some Republicans have insisted that legislation limiting the EPA's power be part of any eventual budget compromise. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Southwest Airlines is inspecting dozens of its 737-300 jets. The company is looking for cracks like the one suspected of causing a Southwest plane to lose pressure and make an emergency landing in Arizona on Friday. For more on this story, let's bring in Marketplace's Gregory Warner. He's with us live now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, how popular is this particular plane model, the 737-300, and should people who are going to be flying on one be concerned?
Well, there are over 900 of that particular model in the air. It's an older model. Most of those are outside of the U.S. People have raised questions about the safety of 737s in general in the last few years, though that could be because the 737 is one of the most popular airplanes in the world, so the relatively rare incidents show up more frequently. Mm. I called up Joseph Lample. He's professor of strategy and innovation at the Cass School of Management in London. He said the fact that they found cracks in three more Southwest planes, as scary as that sounds, doesn't mean they can't fly, and it doesn't even mean that Southwest failed to do maintenance according to FAA regulations.
The question is that any regulatory schemes always leave some room for judgment by the people on the ground.
So that judgment call, of course, is being rejudged, not just by Southwest, but by other airlines, probably taking a closer look at these models.
And quickly, Gregory, what goes through an airline's mind when they're dealing with news like this?
Well, Southwest is obviously trying to save its reputation, avoid the media storm of any potential second incident, because this is an industry where statistics do not matter to passengers. We know that airplanes are safer than cars. They tell us that, but nobody prays before they get in the car.
Indeed. Marketplace's Gregory Warner, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher across the globe this morning. Oil is at a 2.5-year high. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow added on 56 points to close at 12,376.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. By Chevrolet, undertaking a carbon-reducing effort, investing in projects like wind farms and planting trees across America over the next few years. ChevyCarbonReduction.com. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud.
Today, one of the biggest names in the blogosphere is moving to a new home. Andrew Sullivan, who attracted more than 1 million people per month to the website of The Atlantic, is leaving for The Daily Beast. Marketplace's David Gura reports now on the value of a blogger.
Two beagles, Dusty and Eddie, guard Andrew Sullivan's loft. It's spacious, but he feels more comfortable in his blog cave behind a velvet curtain.
It's a narrow room. It's got slate floor, got two big windows and an old mission chair covered in rugs.
Every morning, Sullivan downs coffee and ginger snaps as he wades into the web.
The belief is that everything that needs to be said now has already been said somewhere. We just have to find it.
And, he says, create a community conversation about it. Today, he moves that community to the Daily Beast. It's paying him handsomely to bring in new visitors and online ad revenue. Edward Felsenthal is the Beast's executive editor.
It's not just about adding numbers to the Beast's readership, although we're glad for that. It's about adding repeat visitors and engaged visitors and smart visitors.
The kind Fortune 500 companies love. College-educated, well-off readers who spend a lot of time on one site, if statistics from the Atlantic's ad department are any indication. Almost 5 years ago, The Atlantic was an old magazine looking for online readers when editor James Bennett brought Sullivan on board. Today, he says he's sad to see Sullivan go.
He's got a much bigger audience. We've got a much bigger audience. This has worked really well for all of us, and we're all going to be fine, and we're all going to be friends, and, you know, we're all going to stay in the same fight to keep doing great journalism.
By the time Sullivan left, one in every five visitors to theatlantic.com read his blog. Last year, that helped the magazine sell more than $6 million worth of online ads and turn a profit for the first time in at least a decade. Now, the Daily Beast gets to capitalize on Sullivan.
I love the idea of the possibility of individual writers, unknown writers, slowly building readerships through this chaotic world of the web, then finding a point, a tipping point,
where a media company realizes they're worth something. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, as baseball season gets underway, Facebook wanted to see which teams are the most liked. Well, here are the statistics. Phillies fans are the most loyal to their team because they are the least willing to like other teams. The St. Louis Cardinals are most popular among women. The Los Angeles teams, both the Dodgers and the Angels, are the most lacking in friendship. And the Yankees, the Indians, and the Blue Jays have the most fair-weather fans who only like them when they're winning. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
A lot of businesses are converting to clean energy because, you know, it's good for the planet. But it's a pretty sweet deal for them, too.
As the price of traditional power increases, our prices generally stay flat.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Going green to save some green. We'll have the numbers and the day's business news as well next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.